What's up, Patreon? Scurry Squad. Cam, you all right?
I'm good.
I haven't been here in a while, man.
Hey, Cam finna have this baby shower, bro. Mm-hmm. It's
when,
time.
When is...
The baby shower is August 5th.
When is the baby due?
October 4th.
Mm.
Yeah.
For all you ladies out there that was trying to get you some stick, man.
It's too late.
That's his IG name. He wanted a little stick for the man. You just know it works, okay? All right, got that baby on the way though, my boy.
Shooting live ammunition.
Oof, man, brave man, brave man. I'm out here blanking it out. Blank daddy.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean not sure, Pat?
I'm just not sure, you know.
If you want to have one or you want to get
no, no, no. I don't know if I'm my ammunition's live or not. You know,
you can go get it tested.
I don't know. I don't care. I've never tested it.
Okay.
I've never tested it. Not like in a lab. Like I've never tested it in a
on a person.
Never tested trying.
Oh, so you've never come in someone.
I'm not saying all that. I'm saying I don't.
He said unsuccessful ventures.
No, they were successful.
There were a couple that slipped through.
They just, you know, there's a couple of
hard phone calls.
Trust falls.
Trust falls.
It's crazy.
On stage, I tell them my set evolved into talking about my vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into it, I'm like, yeah, this is vegan dick now. This
impossible
is
dick.
Yeah, no GMOs, no byproducts. You know what I mean? I've asked people, they say it tastes the same. This is impossible dick. This is fresh, farm to table dick, homegrown, all
no
organic.
Additives.
Yeah, no additives, baby. No additives.
That's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good like about I it. Can count on two hands the vaginas I've came in without the.
Oh, really?
Without the rabidos. Yep.
You know if you tape a Plan B to your pee hole.
And shoot through it?
No, like if you go on raw, just tape it to the tip. And when you come, it'll push the Plan B inside of her, but it'll also kill the sperm at the same time.
Don't actually do that.
So it's kind of like a slingshot situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's like a small cannon. It's like you're shooting.
Yeah, it's more accurate.
Yeah, a semen killing cannonball.
Doesn't that kind of kill the penetration if you got a big old pill?
It's not big. Plan B pills aren't that big.
I've never seen one in person.
Mm-hmm.
I've only financed
them.
What
kind of tape do you use?
Hmm?
What kind of tape do you use?
I use reversible tape. I mean, when it blasts off of me, it sticks to the inside of her, and it has that staying power.
But what if it sticks on to one of the inner lips and never makes it?
I never pull a head out. I never pull a head out.
Huh?
I never pull a head out.
Oh, so,
that only
so either way, it dissolves?
All the way right. Yeah, you got to make sure it's like right there, right?
What so color is it? What color is the Plan B? Is it red?
No, white.
Maybe. White, yeah.
It's white. I've seen them yellow too, but yeah, it's a lot of brands out there too. But if you get the standard one from like
damn, there's like an off-brand Plan B.
Hell yeah.
Do you still need a prescription for the generic brand?
It's like
you can
go
Kroger
to, Plan B.
You can go to Kaiser. Go to Kaiser and you can get Plan B's for $20.
Right, but what's like a bad off-brand brand. Plan B?
I mean, if you buying that shit from behind a gas station, I would imagine probably not.
Maybe Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
They have Plan Bs?
They're actually
spend extra money.
They're having, I think I just read that they're about to release an abortion pill that you can get without a prescription.
Yeah, they have.
For all the counties that like have banned abortions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you can do that and you don't need a prescription.
That's
you just
good.
Throw that shit and buy that shit like cereal. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Y'all choice.
Yeah.
It's a good note to come back on, right?
Man, I don't know. You saw last week's intro, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was
pretty fire.
That shit was fire.
Pretty fire.
That shit. It was fun. I mean, motherfuckers were firing on all cylinder. CP and Malcolm were hitting with the block right out the gate. We had Mike Dam.
Yeah, actually he's like
Jamaican.
Actually Jamaican.
Well,
yeah,
they were synchronized. Though.
They were synchronized.
They didn't talk about this ahead of time.
That's how Jamaicans be.
Well,
he's locked in.
Malcolm's not Jamaican. Only Mike was Jamaican.
Hmm.
Malcolm the CP
really
was just
it,
talented
really
motherfuckers. That was
it.
Really, yeah. Malcolm was like, I've been waiting for this. He had been waiting for this.
There was like four or five of y'all.
Yeah.
That was like a low key a band.
It was a fun time. You never know who really be watching your shit. Like when I met Malcolm at Ice House and we talked because he's doing comedy. And he told me like how, you know, sometimes people are like, yeah, I know your shit and all that stuff. But he really had watched the shit. And I was blown away about all the stuff that he knew. And then yesterday, mm-hmm. when I was coming back from Louisville, Kentucky, on my connecting flight back to LAX. Lloyd was on there. And
Lloyd, the singer?
The singer.
Hilarious.
He actually did a concert yesterday, too.
Oh, that's right.
Chingy, Ying Yang Twins, and Lloyd.
That was, yep, I saw that happening.
So when he got off the plane, he was waiting for his people, I guess, and we rapped for a second. He was like, man, I'm a big fan of y'all work. Like, that's the first thing he said to me. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm a fan of yours, too. He's like, remember I came up to the office around 2017 with Russell and stuff? I was like, oh, shit, I vaguely do remember that. He was like, take my number down, bro, because I told him we got the studio up here. Mm-hmm. I was like, come through anytime, man. We can get you in something. Or just hang out. And he was like,
and damn internet, you
say it. That'd be a great intro. That would be fire.
He still has long hair?
Yeah, it looks like it's almost locked now, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. Crazy. Not weird, just not used to seeing him with braids not going to the back or his hair all out.
He usually has the Native American sleek.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah, but you never know. Oh, he might pop up. This is a great time to get a lot of actors, too. A lot of actors got this downtime.
Man.
I'm fucking around, bring Werder and his hard back. Can just get the names that I can, you know, get right now.
That's a good idea.
I'm gonna hit up. Yeah. First of all, I'm hitting everybody up on Insecure. I'm hitting up Neil, hitting Saronis, hitting Yvonne. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I can afford, but I'm hitting niggas up now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Because everybody's. I like how like unified everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned this the other day. If you cross the line, you call it a scab.
Yeah. That's been it. Yeah. You know that? That's with anything. That's like when the firefighter strike, police officer strike, teacher strike. Because I remember the teacher strike in St. Louis when they was trying to get subs across. They were like, yeah, you scab and all that. And it sounds like a horrible name.
It's a really hurtful name. I'm glad. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I just heard that Universal Studios cut all the trees that were giving the protesters shade,
which they had never cut in the past 20 years.
Crazy.
That's why.
That is villainous.
That is diabolical to do some shit like that.
Universal Studios. Come on.
But Kev was supposed to go out there. He said he was going to stand in front of them and block the shade with his forehead. So that could also.
It's a good backup.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if they stand under his breast, it'd be like misters.
If he stands high on the hill, he can kind of cast it above the whole thing.
It's like the thing in South America.
Jesus?
That statue with the castle.
The Brazilian Jesus.
I always give him shit about his head. His head is it's a nice size. Like, I ain't never seen nobody use a belt for a visor.
Shout out to the actors. I hope y'all get work soon. Yeah. They say we not gonna have nothing to watch till 2025.
Man, it's possible because there's seasons.
Animation. Reality content.
Yeah, seasons start fall and the spring. You do a lot of the casting right before that, so you can get stuff off for the summer and winter. So it's gonna be.
Well, they're waiting for executives to get fired because right now they're the only people getting paid.
Yeah.
So once they're like, hey, we're not making money and you guys are making all this money. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal, is to get those people fired.
Executives.
Yes.
They're the only people that are still on.
Because they're the ones who are
making $220 million a year.
And they can wait it out. But once they get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But once the company's like, now.
Yeah, but once the shareholders and the board. Yeah, the board, because the CEO, they're the executives and all of that. But they don't make all the decisions. Mm-hmm. Every big company has a board, like even with all deaf. And if those board members are like, yo, motherfucker, you're losing all our money because they're usually the investors and shit, they'll fire the executives. They'll fire the CFO or CEO. And
so that's awkward. Blood. So they just join the picket lines?
No, they ain't going to do that. Oh. No, they won't be outside.
They're just like, we're against these studios. Just
like, Living My Jeff Life said, can we get a classic intro? What's a classic one? Y'all let us know what's a classic one that we're going to get it started. Mm-hmm. What's a classic one? Is that you talking about like when we used to ask the genre and the style? Because I'm up for that. I'm up for the genre and style. Someone wants Pat. Oh, two Mysticals. Hippie and Jeff said Mystical. Mystical on a Super Mario Brother tune would be amazing.
On a Super Mario? Okay.
Okay, I got the beat too. I got the beat too. It's gonna be a little fast, but you Mystical, so you can make this work. Just go with it, right?
Okay.
All right.
What the hell? Here I go. I'm at Kevo Stage Studios. I'm about to hit y'all with that. With that motherfucking left and that right. Hey, hey, hey. All these motherfucking blood leeches. Screaming out, peaches, 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 peaches. I got that Jack Black in the crack. I came through, got my bitch in the back. I got my console line around the corner. Yeah, these motherfucking shoes is time for. Hey. And I'm just serving my niggas peaches. My nigga Luigi out here and he's in the streets. Hey, nigga Luigi out here in these streets. I got your bitch peaches in my sheets. Check my fucking castle. I'm not here. I'm in the round around the corner, asshole. Fuck Super Mario. I'm gonna have to go Wario. That means I'm gonna take all your motherfucking gold. Look at these fucking shoes. It's time for. I can't say that enough. See me in the fist. Can't say that enough. Hey, where my nigga Jack Black? I got 60 holes in the back. I shot a Cooper right out the roof. I told you niggas that I got no tooth. Got veneers. That shit ain't clear. I told you Peach isn't here. Mario Galaxy. I'm smoking shit. Put me in another galaxy.
Boom, boom, boom.
Running out of shit. About to hit the pipe. Right?
Boom, boom, boom.
I meant like a crack pipe, not like a pipe.
Yeah. I told y'all Peaches isn't here.
That's a Mario joke.
Yeah.
Peach was never there.
Peach was never there.
Peach was never at the castle that you just won.
Bowser always got the one-up on Mario. He was like, yeah, we should probably go to the castle in Miami. Like, this nigga's getting kind of close.
He was like Pablo Escobar. He was always like 10 steps ahead. And then it was just he left one of his kids there to die. And before they died, they're like, she ain't here.
I was bitching him and
he's like, damn, I gotta go to the desert now.
And Bowser's his jet playing Noriega. What? No. You know where he?
Bowser had some hella like he had money.
Hey, he had big castles, had brick like castles too.
Castles. He was like having ships transport him from castle to castle.
Yeah,
and he was kind of just like in the. He was probably just like awkwardly getting like plane service, like nuts and alcohol, while Mario was fighting for his life.
Fighting for his life. And Bowser had bread because he had a payroll. Like, he was paying the Turtles. He's paying the Koopa Troopers. He's paying, remember the Hammer Brothers? They'd be throwing the hammers at you.
Yeah, that's true.
He had a whole staff of just villains.
You could tell who was getting paid more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Goombas, they're just walking around.
Yeah, they're just.
But then the hammer, they were way up on the
man.
It was like, no. Like, really, really trying. And then the Boos were dead. So
yeah.
I think they were just haunting those spots.
Well, I mean, you also have to think about, like, he had, like, the ingenuity to, like, make the fire, like, the revolving gate, revolving arm.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of machines.
So he obviously had somebody like an Elon there.
Uh-huh. Like AI?
Yeah.
He had, like, the little wizard Koopa.
Yeah, that guy, he clocked in and out because he would appear, fight you, and then appear.
Yeah.
I think he was given intel more than anything. But what's crazy is that even when you died, you was locked into his employees because the Koopas died. And then there was like also the skeletons. The dead ones were also enemies. So you never really got to really clock out, even when he jumped on you.
It's crazy because, like, man, what, like, if the Super Mario then was jumping through all of these pipes, like, what's the sewage situation in this land? Like, is that where all the water sported by? There's so many empty pipes that he could just hop down.
Well, he's a plumber, so maybe he like made, while he was doing actual plumbing, maybe he made his own little system of travel,
like underground, you know? Caves, but
the movie debunks that because he discovers the pipes in the movie was actually weird. He was just like, it went from Brooklyn to Mushroom Kingdom. I didn't really get this.
Is this the new one you're talking about?
Yeah, he just found the pipe in Brooklyn and it took him to the Mushroom Kingdom.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. It's so much weird shit in New York.
Yeah.
You know about the abandoned train tunnels that supposedly have like a civilization down there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, these people, like, literally live down there.
We have that below Los Angeles, too. Yeah.
Oh, there's people down in LA that have the same thing. They do the same thing.
So apparently, there's a whole underground community
in LA.
Yes,
I did not know.
Vegas has some of the best documentaries. The mole people. There's like a whole system of people down in Vegas. Some of them choose to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's true. I feel like a lot of homeless people from Brooklyn would be wandering around the Mushroom Kingdom just based on them kind of finding.
Wow, too. Like, so you finally get to this place, and then you think that you discover something. You hear somebody go, yeah. What your nut ass doing out here, fam?
You see a toad getting his dick sucked by a crackhead.
They're dressed like the characters from Super Mario.
Yeah. What do you have on? I'm just blending in, son. You know what I'm saying?
They're throwing hammers at everything.
Yeah. There'd definitely be rats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mushroom Kingdom would have New York rats.
It's no way possible it can get away with not having rats.
Yeah, in the pipes? Yeah. If there's a pipe system, and it kind of guides you, because Mario... Yeah. He didn't really know. He just kind of like got into it, and then it took him there.
Yeah.
But there would for sure be some juicy New York rats.
Would have to be
in Princess Peach's castle.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Shout out to New York. I think there's somebody in throwing the Statue of Liberty in there.
All right, what we got? Oh man, I feel like we got to talk about this before it's over. We got to talk about this Carly thing.
The Carly, I had that in there, but you know, there's also cocaine sharks.
I saw that too.
We'll do both.
I just saw some new stuff about Carly too. You know, they just released a press conference.
Yeah, you know, I tried not to speak on it at all on the internet until I learned a little bit more, because the worst thing that could have happened in my eyes was she faked a kidnapping to get out of something dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a lot of jokes going on about like, you fake liar, 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 liar. And then it turns out it was for like a really, really deep reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of was just like, all
right. No, that makes sense. Yeah, play it safe like that.
Let me play it safe. But yeah, I think news broke today. I think
news broke today.
And the attorney released a statement admitting there was no kidnapping and apologized for her actions to the community. Still don't really know what happened.
No kidnapping, no baby.
No baby.
Somebody said that they saw something that says she just wanted to get on TV. She didn't want any money. She just wanted to get on TV. And I'm just like, there are so,
so
many
like
other ways.
So it was like a fame thing. So that's worst case scenario.
Yeah, there's so many other ways. I saw a picture somebody posted of her in this bathing suit.
Yep.
It was hella things. Like, I forget.
She fine. It doesn't help.
But now they in her boyfriend's DMs trying to fuck him. He posted like his DMs. All the chicks are like,
wait, how'd he get women off of this?
Because he had made a statement, and then like people were like tagging him, and they found his profile, and they was like, damn, he's fine. And so now the chicks are in his TV. I was like, I would never lie to you like that.
When I was growing up, it was like rappers, actors, and like drug dealers. Those got bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kidnapping victims? Where's the bar now? Hey, God damn.
Not only that, somebody else was telling me it was a guy that was acting like Carly's brother that was giving updates on the situation. And he went from like 2,000 followers on Twitter to like 500,000. And then he just came out just like, I was lying.
500,000?
Something like that. 200,000. Like he got some subscribers or followers off of it.
Definitely.
And then just
DMs.
Like casually said, I was just lying. I was like, you think you me?
That is.
You think you me, nigga? Fuck you talking about? Little nigga. You don't know nothing about lying.
Several people benefited from this kidnapping is blowing my mind.
It is insane. But it's also like, dude, like, what prompted this? Was it like, is it the addiction to attention from like social media? Is this something deeper, like a family thing, or was this a mental thing? Like, it's so many unknown variables in this goddamn situation.
I don't even know if we'll ever find out, because you know, stories like this, we just move on to the next one so fast. But it says right here that the statement, which was being read to the public,
mm-hmm.
The officer says that the whole kidnapping was a hoax. Quote, my client has given me permission to make the following statement on her behalf. There was no kidnapping on Thursday, July 13th. My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help with this incident, and this was a single act done by herself. Lies. Statement continued. My client was not with anyone or any hotel with anyone or in any hotel with anyone during the time she was missing. My client apologizes for her actions to this community, the volunteers that were searching for her, to Hoover Police Department, and other agencies as well. We ask for your prayers for Carly as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward, understanding that she made a mistake. Carly again asked for your forgiveness. It was really like, our bad. She says, basically, she says sorry.
Yeah.
It's wild. I feel like if there was some a deep reason that she did it, he mm-hmm. would have had to have said it right then and there, but he didn't. He just said it didn't happen.
It's weird that she said she didn't want the money. Like, she just wanted to be on TV, but her job fired her. She might have needed that money now.
So she went on record saying she just needed the money?
I don't know. Somebody told me that they saw that was sad or something like that, but
I didn't watch the video yet, but that's,
it wasn't in that video. I think it was something
else.
That's so right?
embarrassing. I think the worst, I think the reason why this is such a big deal, like, I'm not gonna lie. If this was, I can't really even see how this would go if this was a white woman, you know, like, obviously the kidnapping thing would be fully, you know, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the backlash would go. But I 100% see that the backlash from this comes from the fact that Black women don't get coverage like this mm-hmm. when they're kidnapped.
Right. And so she now got national coverage.
Oh, my God. So now it's just like,
it's like, damn, we wasted our big joker on you.
The stain that's going to leave for women that are actually missing is insane.
We wasted our big joker on you, bitch. We had the FBI involved.
Right. So think about all the Black women that were actually kidnapped during that time period that they could have helped. And they gave the covers to someone who was just like, nah, I'm looking for YouTube subscribers. Like, that's the most tragic
part. That's crazy as hell, boy.
Yeah, that sucks.
All right. Well, cocaine sharks.
Cocaine sharks. Speaking of Carly in a bathing suit. All right. We talked about this on, I saw this on the internet. We talked about Cocaine Bear and how we wanted a spinoff movie, like a, every year a different animal on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Now cocaine sharks is happening. Scientists believe sharks have been eating bundles of cocaine dumped off the Florida coast. The bundles of cocaine is hilarious. Of course, it's off the coast of Florida. This is coming from drug smugglers trying to enter the U.S. And experts who have been studying the recent erratic behavior of some sharks. They believe it's because they've been ingesting pounds of cocaine being cast overboard by passing drug traffickers. It says that they truly believe that the crazed and bloodthirsty sharks are getting more aggressive because they're high off of their tails. Marine biologist Tom Hurd, who's been a new TV, who's behind a new TV series, Cocaine Shark, we are getting it, which will premiere next week during Discovery Channel's highly watched Shark Week. Damn, they made it in time for Shark Week. They got busy with this one.
They was on it.
says they conduct several experiments on sharks found off the Florida Keys, where fishermen have claimed to have seen these drug-addicted monsters. Using fake cocaine bales, Hurd and Finera tested their theory out with the sharks. While the packages were similar in size, they wanted to ethically recreate the physical rush of cocaine and used a highly concentrated ball of fish powder to trigger a huge dopamine response from the sharks. I think they just gave them real cocaine.
Hey, it just would be easier than trying to synthesize it.
I think they couldn't say that in the news. But the deeper story here is the way that chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and illicit drugs are entering our waterways, entering our oceans, and what effect they could have on these delicate ecosystems. So there could be cocaine fish. Sharks is obviously the headliner, but mm-hmm. this could be cocaine eels going on, cocaine fish, cocaine puffer fish.
Maybe that's what those killer whales were on when they been sinking those ships. They're just violent for no reason mm-hmm. off of that coke, that good Peruvian dope.
Cocaine whales? They're not like they're now aggressive towards humans. That man, we don't want them problems.
What's up? And they can't even eat you. They ain't even got the teeth for that. They just violent for no reason.
Killer whales could though.
Yeah, killer whales. Killer whales. I was talking about like blue whales and stuff like that. They don't really
swallow you.
Yeah.
And it also says that cocaine is so soluble that any of those packages, if they just open a little, the structural integrity is destroyed and the drug is just in the water. So it's not necessarily like drugs coming, like not drugs, sharks coming up and biting the kilos mm-hmm. and sniffing them and stuff like that. It could just get in the water and then everything in that whole ecosystem is high off coke.
Oof.
It's kind of cool.
I heard coke highs don't last long. Like I've talked to people who did. They did a lot.
Ocean of coke?
If you're a tiny little minnow, though.
An ocean of coke? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before a shark. You know what I mean? Just getting like a little Just swim fast real quick.
Yeah, but they've never taken it before. It's the first high they've ever had off.
And you're taking a full bump every time you breathe. Yeah. it's three lines every time you... The ocean of coke is insane, especially if it's like...
I feel like we should see more sharks OD in there. I want to see some sharks in the water OD with a needle in their fin. Like, I want to see the OD shark.
I want to see the prey start getting brave and getting up with the niggas. Like, fish start fighting back.
Like, put your cokehead ass down. This school ain't running from you no more, Joe.
The school's official all turn around, like, yeah, get him. Just beating the shit out the sharks. The sharks are just like, oh, these cokehead fish.
Could you imagine a dolphin that's high in cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Man, them motherfuckers are playful already. They be fucking everything.
You seen them videos of them dolphins passing around puffer fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They pass them around like a blunt and get high off.
They've been
the toxins.
Doing that, yeah.
So yeah, cocaine.
So they wouldn't even that wouldn't be nothing for them.
That's just another swim in the park.
It's the latest drug. Like the new dolphins are trying the cocaine, and the old heads are like, these young kids don't know shit.
The fish,
they just doing anything. I'll stick to my puffer fish.
They probably put a line on an eel and use that.
Let's do fish stuff. Let's
They call a puffer fish reefer. The new kids call it cocaine.
You sniffing
got
the reefer.
That perp. Pack of perp.
I'm actually gonna try to watch that in Shark Week, but I kind of want to wait for the ridiculous one, like how Cocaine Bear was. Because Cocaine Bear, as incredibly not rewatchable as it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
It's weird that it actually makes sense now that I think about it, that Shark Week still gathers so much acclaim and notoriety, but it's because we don't know a lot about these predators that have been here for hundreds of thousands of years because the water is still so undiscovered. But like
but
other
sharks.
Things, I mean, we know how sharks mate, but you very rarely see baby sharks. Like I think it was
the mermaid recent. Purses. Yeah, they're kind of like especially certain species. They're, mm-hmm. they're dying out. So whenever they find them, they like collect them and make sure that they get out.
Interesting fact about them. I don't know what type species shark it is, but they'll have their eggs inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for this specific species, one of the babies, if it finishes off like the yolk sac mm-hmm. early and it hatches, it'll hatch inside of her mm-hmm. and then eat the siblings before it's born. So really, they only have one shark.
It's my favorite shark fact.
That's crazy.
They are savage before they even in the ocean.
Sharks, I mean, they are just born predators.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just killers.
I just picture the New Jack City with the tears. That's like the first kill they gotta have is their brother and sister.
Eating them. You think I want bitch?
It's you or me. Oh, you're delicious.
I was born this way.
You're so good.
I don't want to eat my brother. But there's something in me telling me to
what if
do
they
it.
Swim out into the ocean and start eating fish and they like prefer their brother? They're like, this isn't as good.
They just keep eating sharks. That shark becomes Omar from The Wire. Omar coming. The other sharks run off and shit.
This isn't as good as my little sister.
Omar was a wild ass character in The Wire because it was one man.
He didn't even have like gang affiliation.
Nah, he rode solo.
It was like him and his boyfriend.
Yep.
And they were just like, that was it, wasn't it? It was like one
but
other
he
guy.
He had that shotgun around him at all times. And it's like, Omar had the reputation of like, I assume like he could beat your ass and then he could fuck you. And it's like, nah, I'd rather take a regular ass beating, you know, save my asshole for another day. Because if you piss him off too bad, he's going to beat the shit out of you. And he might fuck you.
But there'd be scenes where he, like, hit the corner and, like, 10 niggas run. And it's like, shotgun.
Yeah, he was surgical with it. He found out a way to spin the shotgun with his shoes and sort of.
That's how you know niggas didn't have guns like that.
Yeah.
And the shotgun is running everything.
Hey, like, man. Motherfucker was known with it.
I still got to finish The Wire low key. I slowed down on it. You saw the whole thing? Mm-hmm. All the way through?
All the way through.
When it went to the docks, I checked out.
That's the second season.
There you go.
Jesus.
It left the niggas, and it was like business conferences over at the docks. And a couple episodes in, I was just like, I wanted to see more trapping.
Hippie hasn't seen The Wire either? Wow, man. Y'all out here wilding.
Hey, I watched it. See, I know about Omar. I know the references.
You watch some of it. It's on HBO. I know you got HBO Max.
I saw Michael B. Jordan get killed. I'm sad, man. He had a lot of stuff going on. He had a lot of stuff against him.
One of my favorite scenes is when they're doing a math problem. It's like, the kid couldn't understand the math problem. And so the guy reads it to him. And no, the guy, he gives him an example. He's like, all right, let's say that you got a pack with this many bags of weed in it, right? A fiend comes up and scores this many, and then another one comes up and scores this many, and then somebody else buys this many. How many do they have left? He's like, the number. He's like, well, how the fuck do you keep the count, but you can't get this map? He's like, because you fuck up the count, you get your ass beat. And like, that was real life. Like, yeah, you really had to, like,
real life consequences. Right. Like, I was thinking about that way harder.
You're 11, though. You should know, like, basic math. He was like, nah, but I know how to keep this count, though.
Well, you know, I was actually just talking about this because we were talking about do whippings work.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's like new age parenting is like, never hit your kid, mm-hmm, blah, 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 blah. But my thing was like, all right, there was a couple things that I did learn from the threat of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily all no crazy stuff, but, you know, stick a fork in the electricity thing. It doesn't matter how many times somebody says it to you. If you feel it, you'll be like, mm-hmm, I understand. So I feel like there's, I don't know, maybe there is some stuff that can get beaten to you. I think that should be written somewhere. I know that would be flagged on every level of parenting, and mm-hmm, I don't have a kid. But a part of me is just like, all right, well, ass whoopings exist outside the house, so you might as well let them know there's a couple things that might end in that.
I think it depends. It's a person by case by case situation, because there's some people that do respond to that. There's some people that respond solely to talking to you. Never have to like raise your voice or raise a hand to them. And there are some people that you can beat them and talk to them all day. They still gonna do what the fuck they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that one cousin that just don't give a fuck, like that crazy cousin. So it don't matter how many people talk to them, how many times you talk to them, how many times you will, but they still gonna do what the fuck they wanted to do. There's no getting around that.
A lot of viral videos of people making like like being wild in public. Mm-hmm. You can tell they've never had the threat of getting punched in the face, because I feel like you can just tell. Because I mean, sometimes when a kid is taught about respect and disrespect and stuff like that, it's something where it's like, if you cross this line, it might not be me, but somebody might knock you in the face. And if they don't learn that, they kind of go outside and they're just like at Starbucks, like, fuck you, fuck your boss, blah 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 blah. And it's like the person is looking at him like, I might hit him.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at these shock, I mean, these prank videos, which really are just shock culture videos. It was one dude who was over, I don't know if it was London or where, but he was just like walking into people's houses. He got arrested.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I was like, that was his thing. Like, that was his stick, is walking in these people's houses. And
yeah, and they had
myself.
Kids and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the dude that I think he's in Texas. He gets out the car and he just hops on your car or dances on your car or something like that. It's just like, y'all really be testing it.
It's
like,
no punchline. What's the funny part?
Bro, it is nothing.
It's like someone hitting the gas really hard.
It's either watch them do nothing or just like, watch how people would react to this. And it's just like, it's ignorant. Like the one I saw today was it was two white dudes in like overalls and like straw hats, and they were like going up to this black dude in Walmart, and they're like, can you hand me that boy, hand me this boy. And he was just like, what? And they kept saying, he was just like, what's all this boy stuff? And then at one point he grabbed him, he was like, it's a prank bro.
Yeah.
Like camera. And it's just like, what was the punchline if it wasn't for him to get mad?
It's all
just
shock
like,
culture.
Let me show
it's
you
it's
how
all
racist.
For shock and awe, bro. It's all for because you take that away, they have no channel. They mm-hmm. have no content, you know. And I am never gonna knock nobody a hustle, but I fear for the day where they run across the wrong person.
I hope for that day. I hate those channels.
It's crazy. It was another one that the dude, he was just at the thing where it was Suki and Funny Marco and Lil Duval, and the dude walked up to Lil Duval like,
oh yeah, yeah, dude. And the
yeah,
dude almost whooped his
big
ass.
Channel, but like all his videos are just going around
trash
messing with people like that. I just don't,
he's
I don't
weak.
Understand the
that's so weak
the allure of that. I understand building up an audience and then flipping it to something, maybe comedy or whatever. But like, yeah, what's I just hope you have an end goal when you're doing stuff like that, because it doesn't seem like that's sustainable.
Well, I just don't like how the end goal for a lot of those things is it's always racially driven, because the most popular ones, that especially the early ones, is like white dudes, and it's always like pranks in the hood, like huge letters in the hood. And they basically go up to these people to incite violence. But then they have the camera to either go back on everything once it gets there. Mm. Or if they get beat up, they get, you know, that viral moment. Mm. And then it's basically setting up random black dudes in the hood. Mm. And it also is just like the PR that, like, we're dangerous and we're animals. Yeah. It's just like
perpetuating that stereotype.
Yeah, they go.
But you came here looking for that.
It's insane.
You come in and playing with people, you get punched in your mouth and your shit stole. That's exactly what you get. If you go to a zoo and you go to the unrestricted areas, you're inside of a bear captivity area and you poking this bear and he does bear shit as a response, you deserve that. Mm-hmm. There were so many other exhibits you could have went to and made it home with your entire face intact, but you chose to go in here and throw rocks at a bear.
I was like, it shows we're not animals. And then you were like, transition to zoo.
I could not have made that analogy.
Transition to zoo analogy.
Well, I'm just saying, like every hood or area has its area of people you don't want to fuck with. There are definitely places in white neighborhoods, especially when it comes to South, I don't want to get caught at. Fuck whether it's a sundown town or not, whether it's 2023 or whatever. I don't want to be nowhere where there are a lot of Confederate flags flying. There are a lot of trailer parks. There are a lot of pickup trucks. There are the bats and guns in the window. For me, that's the hood. That's the scariest shit I could ever see as a black man.
That's the hood for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Sundown hood. I just learned about that. That's,
man, any neighborhood with a lot of American flags flying in the front yard, I don't want to stop. I ain't stopping that for no direction, no phone charging, none of that shit. I'll walk it out.
Yeah, I'm not stopping in that shit now because I'm fascinated by it because I always heard about them. I feel like you always hear about them, like places that you can't be at certain times, but like, the intricacies of them and stuff. Like a lot of times they're like self-run. Those are like the little towns that have their own graveyards and stuff like that. It's like on a whole other level that I had no idea about.
And, oh man.
Whew, yep. The flags, they'll let you know. There's a lot of advertising for these places. It's never like low key. It's just like, there's an Apple here and an Amazon factory, but also get out of here, boy. Like it's usually just like super, super like flagged up Blue Lives Matter, you know, Proud Boys type shit. It's just like, well, we can get gas somewhere else, right? we could just push the car, right?
Absolutely. I'm good on that, my boy. I'm good.
I dealt with that in New Hampshire, man. Forget that.
Oh, yeah. You wild as fuck even going out there, my boy. Lighthouses or not, I'm good.
Right. Certain not all places, lighthouses are worth it.
The crazy part is how far north that is. And, like, none of those people are descended from former Confederate soldiers or anything up there. So
man,
it's
I ain't going to New Hampshire.
You talking about New England as a whole,
New England as a whole.
Yeah.
You'd assume that, the North versus
the
South.
Of it like that.
It's crazy.
I just figured it was just places without that many concentrated areas of black people.
Montana. You can miss me with.
You never been
North
to Montana?
Dakota, South Damn. Dakota. I've been to every state because a lot of those towns I've went through with like the Vans Warped Tour. So this is a big rock tour. So this is, you know, some of their fan base, you know, this is their demographic, but like me on a tour type shit.
Hey, Montana's
I ain't going to none of the Montanas, none of the Dakotas. You can miss me with all of that shit right there. I ain't got no reason to be there.
I always wondered what was going on.
I feel like those are pure white people right there. They are untouched by any type of diversity. They don't have seasoning there. And the store is just a big empty space where you would find cinnamon and pepper and salt and pink Himalayan
I feel like
salt.
That wouldn't be like the Season scary salt. White people. Those are like the creepy white people. You know, the ones just like, oh, black people.
Yeah. And then eat you. Right? Because they don't have seasoning. They figure they eat
the
you.
They'd
be like barbecue. I wonder if he tastes like chicken. Nah, I'm good, my boy.
That's disappointing. I really want to see all these places.
Hey, man, you go right ahead. You have a very approachable and, you know, charismatic type of energy and personality.
Is approachable good in a racist town? I feel like they're like,
they don't have to shoot you. Yeah, they're like, yeah, we can wrangle him down to the ground. Most times they'll hit you over the head with a club or something, but like with you, that's just like, he'll probably just do what we tell
let's
him.
Let's get
to.
Him. Let's just wrestle him down. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know how approachable I want to be in a sundown.
Somebody be like, he has tattoos. Like, something at the back. Oh, right,
right. Is that a Triforce? Oh, no. We're good.
Come here.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll pass. Hard pass, bro.
All right. What else we got?
I
wonder what those cocaine sharks, like, what happened with the shipment? I wonder what happened with that shipment of cocaine.
Right,
that was
what
lost.
Didn't happen, they didn't ship it through ShipStation, okay? Because when it comes to ShipStation, you are guaranteeing that your product is going to get to your customers, okay? ShipStation is amazing for a lot of reasons. Number one, there's an effortless integration everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. So it doesn't matter where your store is housed or what is hosting your website, you can integrate it with ShipStation super easily, super seamless. You manage every order from one simple dashboard. You can print shipping labels, easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every shipment and automate delivery notification. And with enterprise solutions that make warehouse optimization easy, ShipStation scales when you do. Another great reason that you should check out ShipStation is because you would get the same deeply discounted rates that most Fortune 500 companies are offered. Get up to 84% off of USPS and UPS rates. And if that's not enough, you can also use our promo code to try ShipStation for free for 2 months, all right? Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of them, they stuck with ShipStation. That is a great retention rate. You 90%. Understand me? 98% have stuck with ShipStation. So I would encourage you, if you have any type of small business selling t-shirts, if you're selling resale shoes, you're selling jewelry, you're selling energy and healing rocks and things of that nature, whatever it may be. I said rocks, but it's not really rocks. They're crystals, excuse me. Whatever it may be, do it with ShipStation. I love ShipStation because I'm shipping out those body butters like crazy. I might have to slow down because y'all are really buying, and I appreciate it. but I'm very thankful for that free 2 weeks with ShipStation. But you guys should check it out. If you have any type of e-commerce business, go to ShipStation.com. Use our code DIYS. Again, go to ShipStation.com. Actually, you can go to ShipStation.com/DIYS and then use our promo code DIYS and you'll get 60 days as a free trial. All you have to do is go to ShipStation.com/DIYS, use the code DIYS. Thanks to ShipStation for sponsoring this show. Ba-da-ba. Oh, snap, I didn't tell you. Y'all, I mentioned to you, some of you guys, I've been trying to lose weight, cut out a lot of stuff. I am a month and 2 weeks with no soda.
No soda?
No soda.
Hey, you should get a chip.
Hey, man. In real life, because Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper had a hold on me.
How many were you doing a day?
Not so much a day, but just frequent enough. Like, mm-hmm. I typically didn't do multiples a day, but I was just a soda drinker. And it's just empty calories. I knew it wasn't any good for me. So cut that out and cutting out fried foods. Nice. Trying to as much as possible, cutting back on the fries and stuff like that. And you know, just trying to plan meals a little bit better. And I actually tried Factor when they gave us our first contract. They sent us some, and I actually enjoyed it. I brought it up here. I gave Cam some. I gave Tony some. It was fire. And I was like, all right, well, if I want to be serious about this, I really have to buckle down. Mm-hmm. And Factor sent out meals that were refrigerated, never frozen.
Nice.
Okay, ready in about 2 minutes. You poke the holes in the plastic on top, and you put it in the microwave for, like I say, 2 minutes, and you are good to go. All right, it is amazing for people that have busy schedules, or amazing for people that just aren't good at meal prepping. It's nothing wrong with it. Okay, don't beat yourself up. Like, I don't know how they do all of that. Don't worry about it. It ain't for everybody. Okay, that's why Factor exists. Okay, so if you're too busy running around or you're not good at it, keep your energy up with lunches to go. They're effortless. They're wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat whenever you're on the go. If you're looking for a calorie conscious option, they have those. They got delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per meal. They offer so much stuff, flavor packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles, from keto to calorie smart, vegan to veggie, and protein plus. These are all prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all of the ingredients you need to be and feel satisfied all day long while meeting your goals. And if you're looking to mix it up, you can add protein to a select vegan or veggie meal each week. Y'all know I love options, okay? Every meal that I got was fire. Like I said, you heat it up, 2 minutes, it's ready. That's that timely part right there, because there are other things out there that you have to make cook or you have to send out for other things. These are all prepared. It doesn't get any back. They also have shakes. They also have snacks. You can round out your meal, like I said, or replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, the bacon and cheddar bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. It's just options, man, and it's not going to break the bank. So I'm encouraging you guys to check it out. If you are in that mode, you're like, all right, this is what I'm doing. Because I miss summer. All right, I can take that. I miss summer, but I'm going to have this winter body cracking. All right, and if you're in that mode right now, you change your mindset, and you're ready to start making some healthy habits and some better decisions when it comes to your eating, head to factormeals.com/DIYS50 and use the code DIYS50 to get 50% off. That code is DIYS50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off. Do it today. Meet me there. All right, let's get these gains together, baby.
Nice. All right, we got some musty news.
Oh shit!
I don't know what's going on with this agenda that's been trying to be pushed for the past since 2020. But it seems like the art of showering is being diminished. Every single day.
Just saw this, bro. I just saw this, and it's like, why y'all coming out with this now? I know this ain't brand new. Newly discovered results prove that no, I feel like you're right. I feel like this is a musty agenda.
Musty scientists. That's what I'm thinking. Because
that one, when they say 1 in 10 or how many 9 out of 10 dentists,
right?
That one.
That's want to meet these. The doctor or the scientist that approved this information. I've never met these people when they're doing these surveys, even on Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people, and these are the top answers. Who the fuck are these people?
Well, it started just like every other fad. It was celebrities first. Mm. It's almost like they trickled it. They trickled the agenda out through Ashton Kutcher and all these random people who are just like, we're famous and we musty. We don't shower ever. And now doctors are backing them up and dermatologists. So here's the headline. Dermatologists claim you should only shower 2 to 3 times a week. You should only, not even like, if you want to, 2 to 3 is good, you know. 2 to 3 times a week. Now, I'm a little OCD. I shower every time I go somewhere else. That's not my house. I don't want my clothes that are like outside to be on my couch or in my bed. So I take showers probably minimum twice a day. This is depleting my minimum. Like, this is, I'm done in one day, mm-hmm. and then I have to be musty the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And in this video, it is, there's black people in it.
I'm not surprised.
There's black people.
I have to still argue with my daughter about washing her ass. She's 17. So I'm not surprised. I feel like there are just some people that will just be okay with that. And I don't know if it's because my daughter ain't dating like that yet, or she's still closer to the adolescent behavior than she is to adult behavior. Right. I don't know. It's just part of
kids be staying.
Kev said the same thing about his boys. It's an adolescent thing. But I thought, you know what I'm saying, well, my baby girl, you know, being my baby girl, she would see me and her mother's grooming ahead of it. She'd be like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But she'd be like, nah. Must.
I feel like it takes one stranger to just be like, you stink.
Yeah.
And then they're like, people, like, it's not just my family saying this.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, she cares about other things. She spends 20 minutes washing her face. No exaggeration.
Interesting.
No adding on, no fluff. It's 20 minutes.
Like a skin regimen?
Like a skin regimen. Every morning she gets up and it's a 20-minute procedure. Like when I wake her up, like to go to the, even if we just go on to the barber, mm-hmm. she does that before she leaves the house. So she's so structured and disciplined in certain areas and other ones.
So it's there.
Those complete. Yeah, it's there.
It's maybe like a trickle-down effect.
It's been trickling down for
years.
Then
it's going to be like washing shoulders for 20 minutes.
Hey, listen, it is the slowest water with this trickle right now. God help her.
2 to 3 times a week is I tried to do the math on it, and it's like, all right, fresh week. It's today's Monday, so I'm a believer of showering in the morning as opposed to at night if you had to choose. So you out by Wednesday. Are they like peppering it? Like, are they saying like Monday, Thursday, Saturday?
Probably.
Sounds like something like that.
Yeah. But it's a couple of people in the comments made some great points. I was trying to find out who it was. This was Jen. She said, bro, it's the summertime. What about when you work out?
All of that.
Yeah, that working out will make me increase my daily showers immediately.
And like what you ate the day before is going to come out. And if it was like greasy food tonight, you're going to stink.
Yeah. Or Indian food. You got a lot of garlic. And hey, listen, you finna be sweating that shit out, fam. That's going to be all in your hoodie. I don't understand this new generation and their fascination for hoodies either. I know my generation had a fascination with gym shorts, wearing the gym shorts under everything, all of that. It's ridiculous shit, right? But my daughter, it's 106 degrees outside today. 106. I guarantee if I invited my daughter somewhere, she gonna have a hoodie on. These kids look. It's 106 degrees outside, guys.
I didn't hear, though. But in my defense, I keep my place like 65 to 68. It's right. Freezing. So. Yeah. I chill until I get my to my limit, and then I put a hoodie on, which is crazy because then I'll go out in the balcony and it's hot. So. But I get what you're saying.
You shot squad cans with this.
Yeah, yeah, because it was freezing.
But why not just turn the air to like 68, something moderate that you don't have to put that on for?
Save your electric bill.
Yeah, but I like being cold.
I feel you. I do too.
It's weird.
But like, people always talk about how cold my place is. I've actually compromised a lot.
That,
I usually keep it at 68. But now I keep it at 73.
Even with women, did Farron and the kid add those extra degrees or?
Mom, also just be like, you know, like sometimes when I want to watch TV, but I want to lay down. Mm-hmm. If it's super cold, I gotta have the cover on, and that's just my body has been conditioned. Once the cover's over my chest, it's time to go sleep. Mm-hmm. So I had a hard time staying awake watching TV in bed if I got it too cold. So I had to find something where it's comfortable, but I'm not sweating. That's the thing. Like, it could be, it don't have to be freezing. I like it to be cool. Mm-hmm. But if I feel sweat, then it's like, all right, it's still
that's
too hot in here.
That's horrible. That's the worst case scenario. But I like being freezing when I'm, so I have to like, be like, because I'd be playing like, I don't know why I do this to myself. I'd be playing like blizzard sounds. If it's not like rain and thunderstorms, it'd be like
snow.
Ice wind.
Like, what does snow sound like?
It's just wind.
It's like, and then there's like a crackling fire. So I don't know why I like sleeping like a caveman in a frozen tundra, but for women,
just tell these
women
the truth, bro. You like Pat huh? keeps it that cold because he likes the spoon.
It's always been like that.
Pat likes the spoon. He likes to keep it that cold. So as people who come over to have the spoon on, he is
absolutely not
big little spoon energy, my nigga. That's what you're giving up right now.
I hate spooning, actually.
Do you?
I hate like the cuddle will have to happen, and then I'll be like, all right, because first of all. Women will change your thermostat life. Like it, they don't care. That's the first thing. They'll be like, nope, it's too cold, 75. And I'm like, oh. No, but then but then not only that, y'all are like internal furnaces. Like, y'all be like, oh, I wanna put my legs and stuff on you. And you're like, okay, cool. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, get off me.
Yes.
Get to that side.
Farron is, she knows when I am feeling it, and she moves herself like by herself. I don't have to say it. But it's so weird because she's always cold, but Farron sweats in her sleep. And she sweats the most when she's naked. When she has clothes on, no she sweat. Doesn't sweat. And I don't know if the clothes
like
absorb
it
or what, but like she will wake up naked and there is a puddle in the bed and we have to wash.
That'd be miserable.
And I'll be like, how you running this hot but you say you that cold? Like, why you ain't keeping one? She never keeps a leg out. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? If you threw that one leg out,
circulation. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a spoiler, catches the air, right? Runs it to the rest of your body, cools that thing off, the nether region. And then she always has a heating pad where her feet are. That heating pad lives on our bed, is on top of her cover.
That's why?
I don't know. I just think she's not allowing herself to cool all the way down because she always has the cover on her entire body, no leg out, and then she always has the heat pad on.
The heating pad will do it because your feet regulate your temperature.
Yeah, she always has a heating pad on.
That's weird. Your hands too, right? And your head?
Yeah, your feet, your hands, and your head.
Those yeah, your head things. Releases the most yeah. and captures it. Like, cause if I just get out of the shower crazy. And I wash my hair, back when it was longer, I would wash my hair, get out the shower. If I put a hat on, I'm sweating. Cause that heat from the shower and yeah, wash yeah, my hair, yeah. it's just trapped by the hat. And the rest of my body might have been cooled down by that time, but I will not stop sweating.
That's really true. Like how much like heat your body retains. Cause I used to just take like the hottest showers and then just go about my day. And it was like, it was almost like I would keep it in there. But now I have to like cool off with like a cold shower and then go out. Like almost like a, what's like the ice food? Bath? What's the food that you go from heat to like ice and shit? Like fried chicken or some shit?
Now I know what you're talking about. It's something that you gotta kind of, I can't think of it right now. I had to learn how to cool down before I put lotion or body butter on.
Cause it's too warm?
It'll lock it in. The lotion and the body butters, yeah, they close your pores with whatever the moisturizer is, whether it's the shea butter or the ingredients of the lotion. Cold? So no, I would be too hot.
No, I'm saying you have to go cold first and then.
I just cool off. I just like I'll sit down for a little bit, let my body cool off before I put the lotion on. Unless I do, we also have that Nivea in shower moisturizer.
Makes sense.
So you could put that on in the shower, leave it on for a little bit, and then you rinse it off, and then you don't have to apply lotion when you get out.
Yeah,
that stuff works too, but it's just expensive. And I don't know. I know it's made for that, but it just feels weird putting on lotion and rinsing it off.
And you've been believe doing that for gonna work. 20,
yeah, like
that, you're talking about the lotiony water.
No, it's a jar. It's Nivea in shower moisturizer. Oh, so you put it on your body after you finish washing. You put this on and you leave it on for a little bit, and then you rinse it off your body, and then you pat yourself dry, and your skin is already moisturized.
Damn, and you can put that everywhere.
Yeah, you put it every over your
in
entire
shower
body.
Shower lotion,
basically.
That saves a whole step.
It does.
I'm kind of into that. That's kind of dope. I like. What was the other thing? There's like some type of filter that you can get for your shower, and it like
filters out the hard water and all like the magnesium and all that.
You know, I have that one. That one's great. But like certain hotels and houses, they like have like this water that feels lotiony, like it almost like feels softer than regular. And when you get out, it's not like auto lotion like that other stuff, but you definitely don't feel like, you know how sometimes you get out of the shower and dry up immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just like what you were saying, but it almost feels like the water itself is lotion. Mm. It's like a lotion.
It's like
shower.
An infuser almost. Like
yeah, infuser. Something like that. But I mean, I've only experienced it like once or twice.
Mm.
But right. A water softener.
Maybe for, I know, because they do have those things and that you can attach to your shower head. You put it before the shower head, mm-hmm. so it runs the water through mm-hmm. these little things. And but I thought that was for like hard water.
That's typically what water softener mm-hmm. does. Is it softens the hard water, so it removes.
What's hard and soft water?
So hard water is a lot of ground chemicals for like sediments in that from the earth that gets into the groundwater, mm-hmm. and basically, you know, when you like if you wash a glass in the sink and you don't dry it off with a towel and you let it sit and air dry and there's little spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's all salt and other minerals that are in the water. So when you're washing yourself, why you get really, mm-hmm. really dry is because there's a lot of salt and minerals in the water that dry your skin out. And that's why you should lotion after you shower.
So that stuff is bad for your skin.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, it's salts and like stuff. It's like minerals in the water that you don't want on your skin.
Get the out of here. I have so many salty cups. I don't air dry them right, like I gotta rinse them out again.
I let the dishwasher dry it.
But you don't be getting like the spots in the dishwasher sometimes.
Depends on your water. Yeah. If your building has a good purifier and you're getting your water from a good spot, it won't be as often.
Not as much. Yeah. We also use like the spot purifier thing
spot cleaner,
too. The spot cleaner thing.
What's
put that in there. It's a solution that you just pour in a dishwasher. Like you got the soap dispenser, and then you also have like the spotless rinse type.
The rinse aid, yeah.
Yeah, the rinse aid. Sorry.
Rinse aid. Okay, so I've only been doing.
Jesus Christ, Pat.
I've only been doing the little Tide Pods.
Yeah,
they're not Tide Pods.
You should put the rinse aid in the dishwasher.
Rinse aid?
Yeah, it helps with the rinse
y'all
cycle.
Do that?
It cleans your dishwasher also when you're done with it.
And you also clean your dishwasher. The little thing at the bottom, once you pull the bottom grate out, it's like a little. I don't know, it's about this big. You can pull that out and then stuff
the
on the inside. You can clean that tree. Yeah.
You should clean that out.
Yeah. Clean that out regularly. Or service people should do it too. It's so much stuff that we learn after the fact or later in life. Some of that you should know, but it's a lot of stuff. And I'm thankful. I'm always thankful for the technological advances and the knowledge that we are able to gain from the internet and stuff like that, it makes so much of our lives easier. Like Game Time. Game Time has made ticket purchasing for concerts and other live events an absolute breeze. I've talked about this before. One of the best things I loved about Game Time, when I bought tickets to go see Masego, shout out to Tony Baker, because Tony Baker actually opened up the concert, which is crazy. Like, Masego's team just reached out to him because they were fans of his work, and they asked him to do some set, a couple sets up top, and he absolutely did it. And Tony was nervous. He was like, what am I talking about, man? Hey, here to see him. I'm one of these jokes. But he did it. He rocked out. Me and the kid went. We had a great time. But the thing I loved the most about that ticket buying process was, one, I was knowing I was getting the best price, because I also looked up one of the competitors to check prices, and the price was better over on game day. But two, I love the fact that most apps and websites show you where you'll be sitting in the auditorium, right? And you kind of just have to hope that it's a good seat. With Game Time, when you click on the area you want to sit in, you click on that area, it gives you a real-time view. And if you rotate your phone or do it like that, it shows you what it'll look like when you're looking from side to side from that specific area, which I thought was amazing. That's like taking it to the next level. That's knowing what you're getting into before you get there. Because some venues you go to, like I've seen Usher in concert, not a bad seat in the house, right? The way they have that set up and the size of the theater, it's amazing. But I've been to other concerts where, like, if one person stands up, you're screwed, right? Now you have to stand up the entire time if you want to enjoy the rest of the show. So shout out to Game Time for keeping it amazing, making ticket buying less stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all of your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you, with killer deals on last minute tickets and the best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over tickets and start getting hype for all the fun that you're going to have. They also have flash deals and last minute ticket prices that will beat any of their competitors. Easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. Images of seat views, like I said, and the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. Summertime is here. It's a lot of great concerts coming up. I'm looking forward to going to see Larry June. That's my dog. Big fan of him and a couple other people. So if you are into concerts or theater or music or comedy or anything, check out Game Time right now. Got an amazing deal for you guys. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use the code DIYS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, you create an account and redeem your code DIYS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. If you're going online, that's gametime.co. Okay, gametime.co.
I want to play a red flag game.
Oh snap!
I want to gauge your and everybody in the room's opinion on what this means. This is a dating thing question that okay, escalates a little bit, a lot of bit, I'm going to say. All right. What do you think about someone, and I guess this can be a man or woman, who thinks that a vacation is a good first date? Not necessarily like we've known each other for a minute and I'm going to take you on vacation for our first date. Like, never met the person.
Like, in the chat on Tinder, like, hey, you want to come with me to Mexico?
Something like that. That's creepy. Creepy.
Could be potentially dangerous, depending on, like,
absolutely
where you're going and all of that.
What you think?
Yeah, not for a first date.
A little trafficky.
Yeah,
for real.
We're going to a different place and...
All right, now let me ask y'all this, devil's advocate. What if y'all met during COVID and y'all had talked for 6 months over the phone and Zooming and all of that type of stuff, but because of the travel ban and all that, y'all weren't able to get to each other. Mm-hmm. Now it's over and it's like, would you come out to LA? That would be the first date, or wherever that person is.
Come see me as kind of the vacation, almost not we're going someplace together. You're coming here.
Oh,
I could that's a little more palatable.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
But that's crazier because to me, it's like going to see that person is going to their house, right? Unless y'all agree to stay at a hotel, but going to that person's house that you've never been at and finding out they have a dungeon when it's too late.
Yeah. I think that's weird in every scenario.
You run the risk too, because what if you go out of country and then you don't know what this person's plans are and now you can't get back? And
right. There. At least, that seems scarier.
Maybe if you're like, say you're going to LA, you could be like, oh, I mean, hopefully you have someone you know there. Maybe you could stay with them, or maybe you could have them.
Yeah, I think being out of your element with somebody who's either in their element for the first time is just dangerous all around. Yeah. You know, like I think that just being somewhere else with being somewhere else is always dangerous. So it's always good to be somewhere else with people that you know. So whether it's going to them or you guys going somewhere else, it is a little dangerous. But let's just say it is you guys going to like a Mexico or a Canada or Bahamas. What date do you think you can do that at when it's not creepy? Because it's even the second, third, fifth date, that's vacation is a little early.
Mm. I don't know. I guess it depends on.
You mean how would we make it not a red flag?
Yeah, like
when
is comfortable for you guys?
I don't know, because it's weird because people, it could be a time thing, but then this person has just been sending a representative every time y'all hang out.
Yeah, you don't know even if you've been talking to a person, you don't 100% know it's that person that you're actually talking to.
I think staying over each other's houses is a good, like, soft view of what the vacation is going to be like, because spending the night over somebody's house kind of lets you know their living habits, their cleanliness, and all that type of stuff. And that's a good precursor to vacation, because you vacation and you travel with somebody, you're basically living with that person for as long as y'all alone.
And if you've not had like conversations, that person could say one thing that doesn't click with you, and now you're in the Bahamas for 5 days with no hotel.
Oh, that's the worst,
man. You just made it. You made at the shift 12 hours of traveling. Now you're here with this person for 5 years. You find out that they've been a long term Trump supporter. They were at the White House on the raid.
They say something weird about Nazis or something, and you're just like, hang on. Whoa. That little small shift.
Right.
That might be worse than a big fight.
They share their positive views on Hitler. You'd be like,
hang on. Oh,
wait, what?
You brought what for reading?
Yikes. Oh, well, that sucks. That's always my first thought. Like, wow, well, that sucks. Because you know what it is, so you're just like, that's disappointing.
Oh man, the emergency that I'm about to fake and fly back early on that ass. You have no idea.
So there's a dude who went semi-viral because he made that decision. He met a Colombian woman and invited her on vacation without even meeting her first, and they had a picture together. Looks like they're in some type of ruins. Look very happy, and they said, and the caption is, invited a Colombian woman on vacation without meeting her first, now we're getting married. So apparently the trip went really well, they had a good time, and then they got married.
How soon did they get married after the vacation?
Let me see when that was. Okay so a month. Wow. About a month.
That's moving quick.
Yeah. A lot. So basically, this happened back in January. Just a month before the couple celebrated their impending marriage. This was on Twitter. This is where it got married. This is where they had announced it. Okay. So here's the kicker. Here's why I brought it up. I didn't bring this up to say that this is true love. He's now in the headlines. He is being investigated and charged with her murder. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There it is. This did not happen on vacation, but that's what he's in the news for. So it says a man will remain behind bars for allegedly killing his girlfriend and dumping her remains in a dumpster in Bogota, Colombia. John Paulos, 35, he was charged with the alleged murder of his girlfriend, Colombian DJ Valentino Tres Palacios. And it says that this happened, the actual murder happened in January 22nd. Twitter users resurfaced the story earlier this week after some users found old tweets from him, including one where he posted a picture of him and Valentina. Along with the caption, invited a Colombian woman on vacation without meeting her first. We're getting married. He's also accused of subscribing to Andrew Tate's misogynistic ideology and was connected to, quote, passport bros, which is a trend of men who frequently travel abroad to date foreign women. So whether this was just something that went wrong or something that was premeditated, I think the vacation part was a red flag. I think you guys were right. It was creepy. And Passport Bros is like, that plus Andrew Tate is trouble. Yeah. By itself is like, oh, you want to go outside? You want to go to Spain and see like beautiful Spanish women? For sure. That plus Andrew Tate, that's a crazy mixture.
Combination for disaster, I'll tell you that.
So
it's weird because at this point now, it's not far-fetched or out of the realm of reality for people to do background checks on somebody you date. Mm-hmm. Especially now that we have the resources to do it. There are things at your leisure that you can search that on. And at this point, it might be a good idea for people to start doing it.
If you're thinking of doing something like this, yes, you should 100%.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, a motherfucker's not going to tell you all of their flaws and their history right out the gate. You know, sometimes you build some trust. I saw, because I had searched like for my other show, Wild DM, Dive into DMs, I had found this message that this guy sent to this chick. Was like, I had a great time, whatever, boom, boom. So looking forward to seeing you again. I guess it was that first date or something like that. Maybe they really hit it off on the first date. Then he goes on to send her this message, which is wild as hell.
And this was after a successful first date.
Yes, he was like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't think I was going to be your type. I thought you were out of my league. And I was almost talking myself out of not going on the date. Or if we did go on a date, I was planning on assaulting you, not that word, because I didn't think that you would ever really see me for who I was.
Oh, he said the worst word?
The worst word.
Why would you feel comfortable admitting that and not thinking there'd be a repercussion to any of that?
Half of that was salvageable. Like, I didn't think you were in my league.
I lied about a couple of things.
Yeah,
before the first date.
Bruh.
Man.
Whoa.
I'm trying to see if I still have it because I can't remember if I...
Because that's premeditated. That's 100%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That amount of unawareness is incredibly scary because she was already out with this person. It's not like this was just like, oh, what a creepy message. Like, yo.
Yeah. I can't find it, but yeah.
His reasoning, because you wouldn't see me for who I really was?
Yeah, I thought that you wouldn't. Not even saying that she had given him that. I don't know. Like, she hadn't even given him any...
The idea
that was going to be the thing. He just was presuming.
That is crazy.
All the more reason to do those background checks.
Should be worth some time, right?
Like, because you...
Like, I would have?
And you texted it was on paper. To? Like, I would have taken that to somebody.
That's wild as hell.
Because even if it didn't work out between then, this person is now loose on whoever else.
Right.
And that person may not be as nice as this woman was.
And is he implying that the only reason he didn't is because...
That it went well.
It went well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's... Okay, so he was basically saying, like, I'm glad that...
Like, I think this is going to go bad. This is the first date, but I got a first date with her. And if it goes bad, I'm going to do this. So at least I get something out of it. It's basically what I'm reading from it.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
And if they already had that thought, have they done this before?
You know, you think you see Law and Order enough where you see all the potential reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, that is crazy. Like, this is a date. If this goes bad, I'm doing this. That's wild. And the fact that it seems like they were both on the same page of it being a good date.
Yeah.
So he just threw that out there to a girl who actually might have liked him and might have like told her homegirls about him and was just like, woof. So glad that went well.
Cause
yeah, like, bruh.
That's almost as crazy as the dude that robbed the lady at gunpoint.
Oh.
She had got off work. She went to check her mailbox at like 2 or 4 in the morning. And he robbed her at gunpoint and was like, you're a really beautiful person. I hate to do this. And he forced her to give him his Facebook, and then he started messaging her the next day, like, yo, I'm gonna give you all your money back. I hate that we had to meet under these terms. I'm not really like this. You know what I'm saying? It was just in the heat of the moment. I had to finish the job. But send me your Cash App, and I'll send you that and something else. And then, do you have a man? I would love to take you out to get to know you a little bit more. I mean, just the audacity. Just full of audacity, right? That's she was wild. Like, I actually do have a man. And she was like, yeah, I understand times are hard. But he's like, there are always other ways to do that and all this type of stuff. So she's like, you know, talking to him, but also getting messages together so she could give it to the police.
Yeah.
The police picked him up and found out he was just released on another aggravated assault. I think this one I'm against his domestic partner. So it's like, oh, no, this is who you are.
Did she at least get the Cash App?
I was just thinking I would probably send him the Cash App.
I'm sure she was, he's got some type of restitution the situation. Sure. But that's crazy.
That's
you're going to rob me and then message me shooting your shot?
I mean, that's less audacity.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna say a petty theft. I'm like
a dude doing
okay,
that.
I could pass up being robbed a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The whole assault piece, admitting that feels darker and more like you've got something.
It's super dark because you gotta think, like, she was just lucky that he was weird enough to admit that.
Yeah, because if this guy was like, ooh, I'm gonna rob her and then ask her and get her number out of her or whatever, also, then it'd be okay, then you're messed up. But if it was like in the moment, I was like, that's really weird and dumb and all
He could have got away with it if he didn't say anything. But this first guy, like, there's probably a lot of dudes who are thinking this and are just never saying it.
Yeah, yeah. My thought is also like if she had responded negatively.
Yeah.
In the date.
Not in the date. I'm talking about the chick that got robbed. If she had responded negatively, he knows where she stays too.
Exactly.
And who's to say that he isn't that type of person? Right. I'm just saying, like, all of it's scary, all of it is creepy as hell. It's just like, damn, life is shit. She was checking her mail.
Yeah.
He seemed like the type of person who always does that. But since that constant battle is happening, he's just like, I'm not like that. Like, constantly trying to prove it, but always getting into that type of shit. So I probably would have just gave the Cash App, said, be like, it's all good, and been good with it. Because if he forced the Facebook, he probably knows way more about you than... So it's good. Just like, give my money and let's leave it alone.
Also, like, robbing someone while they're getting their mail is weird. Because, like, how do you know they're getting their mail at that time and you just walk up on someone like that?
Yeah, I get. They said he was out walking. So he was, like, looking for a lick.
You know, I mean, oh, I guess, yeah.
He was looking for a lick or, you know, maybe a house to break in or just somebody out. I think they said he had a gun or a knife, one of the two. But...
Well, someone who's put in a lot of hours in Thief Simulator. That is basically a method. You just kind of pretend like you're walking your dog, scope the houses out, you know what I'm saying? See who leaves their windows open, see the times.
I'm listening to the autobiography of Malcolm X right now. And he talked about, like, before he went to jail, how him and his crew were robbing houses. It was him, his homeboy, and these two white chicks that him and his homeboy were talking to.
That's random.
And
Malcolm X?
Yeah. When he was Detroit Red. Detroit Red was a numbers runner. He was a dope pusher. He hung with the hoes. He took white men to Harlem to fuck black women. All of this type of stuff.
Why?
He was a hustler. He didn't want a job. He stopped going to school, I think, like the seventh
grade.
That was a service. Yeah, that was a service. Okay. Yeah, so he worked for a madam. And the phone call would come to the madam. They would say what kind of girl they want. And Malcolm's job was to go meet the man at a neutral location and then take a cab to the remote location to sleep with the black woman.
Wow.
And he did this, like, he said that a lot of white men came in the morning after they would leave the house early from their family to go smash.
Have to go clock in, go straight to a brothel.
Yep, but they would fulfill a lot of fetishes. Like, all this kink shit, lifestyle shit, ain't none of this shit new. He said it was one, he was describing one chick that would like to get, this one guy liked to get treated like a baby. Like, walked around, spanked, put a diaper on him, all this type of shit. And this motherfucker was, like, living in this big-ass house and shit like that.
If I had a baby, too, huh?
Or maybe. Or
like, jealous. Like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to be burped.
But it's a crazy book, man. I had always wanted to dive into it, but, like, when it comes to reading, I'll fall asleep trying to read something that thick. This book is 16 hours long. But
audiobook?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Lawrence Fishburne is reading it. So he's putting the inflections on it. He's reading like an actor. It's great, though. It keeps my attention because he's reading it. So I wish he read all of my books.
Lawrence Fishburne has a great voice.
Yeah, it was great, man.
That's crazy to be have a good voice and be a good actor. Like, that's a cool little stack. Usually,
that's a bag. If you get the right books, you get a New York Times bestseller, and you have to do the audio for it.
And radio.
You're finna get branded. You finna get branded up.
National Geographic, BBC. I wish it wasn't called that. The amount of just like immediate like misunderstandings.
Well, you read the thing about Elon Musk was supposed to change Twitter to just X yesterday.
X videos.
It was like, now you're trying to search Twitter videos and it says X videos.
He just doesn't know stuff. I don't get it. He's so smart, but he doesn't know like basic social stuff.
Bro, you can't
rebrand a social media app that's been the same for how many years now?
Twitter. You're getting rid of the name and the logo and just
no amount of money will not make you corny. That's it. No amount of money would not make you corny. If you corny, you are corny forever.
Yeah.
It is no amount of money that will make women and people not look at you as a corny motherfucker. You're just a cornball, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was working with Mark Zuckerberg, because like the fact that he's killing Twitter this rate while Threads is popping up is just like, this shit might be really dead. Because I still be on Twitter.
Yeah. Same.
But I'm just like, man,
Threads
just
popped,
ruining this.
Boomed for a smooth 48 hours. And the niggas was like,
I'm going back to Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because it's nothing new.
Yeah. And it doesn't serve a unfulfilled need other than it just being new.
It's funny as Elon Musk was like, now I'm going to put out my own Twitter picture app. And I'm like, it's not going to be.
Nobody's going to go.
What's that?
He's going to just compete with Instagram. It's like mainly videos and pictures, but it's Twitter. It's not going to.
Yeah, he should have did that 6 updates ago because he's updating it into the ground.
Man, big trash, my boy.
Twitter and Call of Duty are doing the same shit right now. Everybody's just like, fuck this IP. How do I ruin this as soon as possible?
Well, shit, it's about that time, I guess. We've had a full show. Mm-hmm. Fire-ass intro song. You know, thank y'all for the suggestions, Jeff. And somebody else said the Super Mario Brothers. So that was great. Thank you guys for that.
Ew. They say sexual fetishes are hereditary. Please don't make me think of that.
That sounds weird. I don't know about that.
Please don't let me think about that.
Have to do some research on that one.
Just learned a lot about my parents. No.
Feel bad for the kid if that's the fact.
No.
Farron ruined this girl. She has no chance of a steady relationship if that's the case. God bless the child. Ferris told me some shit she wanted. I was like, you lucky I love you first.
He said, I'm gonna have to do some research. This is news to
my
me.
That would just ruin my poor little baby, man. Shout out to the Scary Squad and the More Mob. I appreciate y'all tapping in. I always appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Super grateful for y'all participation and everything. And just showing up and showing the love, man. Yeah, shout out to you guys that are watching this on Thursday. We appreciate y'all watching it. Leave in the comments. What intro song do you want next? Also, if you heard any crazy stories, also post that in there. Maybe we could take a look at something like that, and we can post your story or talk about your story that you put in there. We'd love to see what y'all find. Like, we can't see it all. We see a lot, but we can't see it all. So if y'all heard some crazy stuff, go ahead and post that in the comments. We'll try to take a look through there and see what else we can find and talk about that. As always, I'm T. Hear More.
I'm Patrick Clown.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn, Internet. You're scary.
Hey, guys.
Peace, guys.